Hello, you're listening to Client Loyalty, and I'm Andrew Sobel. Welcome to the October 2007 edition of Client Loyalty, Value for Time. Recently, I was trying to organize a conference call between the chairman of a large professional services firm and another executive. I said to the chairman, who's a client of mine, "Let's just get a 20-minute call organized with William." He took a deep breath and said to me, "Andrew, you need to realize that I have about 50 people lined up here outside my office, and each one just wants 20 minutes with me. The point is, every senior executive I know could easily fill each day twice over. For every request, they're asking, 'Does this align with my most critical priorities? Can someone else handle this? Can it wait a few weeks?'" These executives invest their time in relationships only where there is tangible value for them. For busy executives, value for time, even more than value for money, has become immensely important. If you want to successfully build strong relationships with executives, you have to understand how to consistently add value for time. Why is value for time so important now? Executives have always been busy, come on. But today, things are genuinely worse. Corporate managers have to deal with a variety of activist constituencies, which include customers and shareholders, but also investigative journalists, non-governmental organizations, enforcement agencies, boycott organizers, and many others. They also have to manage and digest greater organizational complexity, new technologies, globalization, and the resultant avalanche of internal meetings, email, and documents that these produce. Yet there are still only 24 hours in each day. So how do you maximize value for time for your clients? First, let's try to summarize what value for time represents. Value for time could include both giving value and getting value in a fairly brief exchange. An executive is giving value when he's energizing an important initiative, making a key decision, shaping the direction of a program, meeting a key customer, or perhaps mentoring a direct report. He's feeling, "I really use the power of my office and my experience and judgment to have an impact here." On the other hand, she is getting value when she is learning valuable new information, being pushed to rethink a problem, getting her perspectives broadened, or making a new personal connection. Above all, your message has to align with her goals and priorities. Look, if she's not thinking, "That was a really great use of my time," you won't get a second chance. Here are some suggestions for increasing the value you add during time spent with your clients. 1. Make sure that what you're discussing is aligned with or connected to that executive's most important issues and priorities. If you're not relating to your client's most pressing concerns, he or she isn't going to be enthusiastic about spending more time with you. 2. Remember that clients' issues shift and change. One client executive, the general counsel for a large corporation, recently said to me, "When I was in private practice, I had a misconception that my clients' issues were fairly static and didn't change all that much week to week and month to month. Now I realize that's just not the case. As general counsel, my priorities change frequently. At one point in time, I may be under cost pressure and trying to trim the fees we pay to outside lawyers. At another time, we may be in the middle of a large deal, and our concern is speed and just getting the transaction done without a lot of regard to cost." 3. A simple question can refocus the conversation, or at least make sure it includes what is most pressing for your client at that moment. "What's the most important issue we should be discussing this morning?" Or, "We hope to cover X and Y today. Is there something else that you think we should focus on as well?" 4. Capture your client's interest in the very first few minutes of the conversation. In pop music, it's called the hook. It's how you start the dialogue. Think of the guitar riff that introduces the Rolling Stones song Satisfaction. I won't bother to sing it to you. Or the single guitar chord that begins the Beatles' A Hard Day's Night. You're just commanded to listen to the rest of the song. If you don't get the person's attention in the first few minutes, you've lost the opportunity and may lose the rest of your half hour. One IT company I know told me about a recent meeting they had with the CEO of a major telco. About 15 minutes into the meeting, he looked at his watch, stood up, and left. There was no hook, they hadn't done their homework, and they failed to connect to his concerns. 5. Add unique information or insight that your client just can't get from his own people. For example, insights about the organization, that client's organization, and what's really going on 2 or 3 levels below that executive. Information about the competition, which could include not only new moves in the marketplace, but also news about the comings and goings of top executives. Examples of how other clients are handling similar issues or problems. Or perhaps something that's happening in a different industry or market that you think is relevant to your client's business that could be an analogy for your client. Six, think about adding value in 4 categories: content, connection, personal help, and fun. The first category, ideas, is the most important, and we've mentioned this in the previous point, but it goes beyond the reporting of facts or information. It's about improving your client's thinking. Are you making observations about the enterprise that are helping to shape your client's perceptions? Are you challenging assumptions? Are you asking thought-provoking questions that no one else is posing to your client? Connection can be another excellent source of value. Can you expand your client's personal network and make valuable introductions for him or her? Personal help is a third area, and it can embrace many things. Advising someone's teenager about applying to your alma mater, getting them an appointment with a hard-to-reach medical specialist, or just being a sounding board about their next career move. 4th is fun. Now, some people still like to have fun, to go to the opera or a playoff game, but often they're just too busy and have family commitments. Fun often works after you've delivered on the first 3 types of value. 7. Sometimes a conversation which allows a client to try out ideas on you, or even just to talk out loud about a problem, can be extremely valuable. You don't need to bring a brilliant idea or a large PowerPoint deck to every meeting to convey value. 8. Help your clients organize and use their time effectively. You can do this through careful planning, asking about and being sensitive to the other demands on their time, organizing meetings and calls in a way that's most convenient for them, giving them a short pre-read which summarizes the issues, providing a brief note after your discussion, and so on. 9. Often less is more. If you can accomplish in 30 minutes what others take an hour to achieve because they're sloppy and undisciplined in the way they communicate, believe me, your client will be very grateful. You want your client to wish he had more of your time, not less of it. 10. Finally, don't do things such as talk excessively about yourself, get mired in the details and take too long to get to the point, act like a nervous supplicant, try to sell too much rather than creating reach, rely too heavily on audiovisual props, focus on your own agenda rather than the other person's needs, and finally, don't be inflexible and just refuse to shift the focus of the conversation if a different topic or issue comes up that your client really wants to focus on. So the next time you go to meet with a senior client executive, think hard about how you can really make that session truly valuable. Thanks for listening to Client Loyalty. For more resources on building long-term client and customer relationships, go to my website at andrewsobel.com. This podcast is available for distribution with my permission. Please contact me at andrew@andrewsobel.com.